Politico Brussels Playbook, presented by Banco Santander. Merkel's answer to Macron, Slovenian election, Orban's nemesis. By Florian Eder. With Zoyashev Talovic. Presented by Banco Santander. Send tips here, tweet at Floriander, listen to today's playbook and view in your browser. It's a wrap, the socialists and Democrats may have won the rap battle for your vote. But MEP Dita Karanzova won the war for best dressed. Tomas Zdechovski came a close second. Slovenian election, the anti-immigration Slovenian Democratic Party, SDS, led by Janez Janša, emerged victorious from Slovenia's election on Sunday, winning 25% of the vote. Janša, a one-time liberal dissident who transformed himself into an anti-immigration conservative, modeled his campaign on Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban's political playbook. Janša acknowledged his party will face an uphill battle attempting to form a governing coalition. More results here. Orban's nemesis, no, not George Soros. The Dutch EPP member party, the CDA, on Saturday adopted a motion calling for Hungary's Fidesz to be excluded from the Christian Democratic Party family should Orban not return to the way in which Fidesz was previously a valued member of the EPP family. The CDA wants the EPP to develop red lines and, if they continued to be crossed, to provide the ultimate remedy by requesting the temporary suspension of membership. That's the harshest stance we've seen among EPP members. It's a party position that will have to be dealt with by EPP bigwigs Josef Dahl and Manfred Weber. A message from Banco Santander, education transforms people. Personally, emotionally, culturally and, of course, financially. It is key to resolving the technological and financial challenges we face, but also essential for building more inclusive, prosperous and resilient societies. Santander invests more in supporting higher education than any other private company in the world. Watch our video. His master's voice, U.S. Ambassador to Germany Richard Grenell told. For some reason, the far-right Breitbart media that his job is to spread the gospel of Trumpism and empower other conservatives, anti-establishment ones, throughout Europe. Et voilà, German Health Minister Jens Spahn, CDU MEP Sven Schulz and other friends across the country had such a good time with him this weekend. Meanwhile, over in the IFT, Hitler and the Nazis are just bird shit in more than 1,000 years of successful German history, IFT co-leader Alexander Gauland told a youth conference. Good Monday morning. June 3rd of the year 2771 Aber Bekundida. Or of the year 229 after the revolution. May mark the rebirth of Europe from the spirit of Franco-German friendship. The Reconquista led by liberal bigwigs against an illiberal sentiment in parts of the empire. Or perhaps just the day Chancellor Angela Merkel decided it was time to say something in public to get that French guy, as lovely as he is annoying, off her back. Who knows? However it pans out, it's intriguing. Merkel's answer. Germany calling. The fact that Italy has a government again, and the brand of government it has cobbled together, is already bearing fruit and raising the stakes. The temperature and also the sense of urgency in Germany to do something to reform the Eurozone. In a, rather rare, for her, newspaper interview dedicated to EU affairs with Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, German Chancellor Angela Merkel responded to French President Emmanuel Macron's proposals for reforming the Eurozone. In fact, Merkel took a position more detailed than Macron himself. He never really explained what he meant by a common budget or an EU finance minister. Merkel made concrete proposals that she said were to be agreed on by the EU election next year. She also aired some ideas for the future. And she detailed her conditions and moved to downsize Macron's ambition. Yet make no mistake, she could have made a much, much lower starting offer. As the 8 months since the German election painfully showed. There is now at least something on the table to discuss. Macron may not like everything he'll read. But perhaps the new Italian government is also a wake-up call for Paris. In the EU leaders' choir, there aren't many others who sing along with Macron's tune of faster, deeper, better integration. Matthew Karnishnig and Pierre Bryanson have the write-up of the offer Macron can't refuse. Investment budget for the Eurozone, Merkel said it will be in the lower two-digit billion range, rather than at some points of Europe's GDP, as Macron has suggested. European Monetary Fund, Merkel wants the ESM to be transformed into a European Monetary Fund with the power to evaluate EU countries' economies, controlled by national parliaments and not by the European Commission. And she's ready to consider giving the bailout fund the capacity to extend short-term loans to countries under stress. This would allow us to help countries that are in difficulties due to external circumstances, she said. Read, it's pointedly not to be used in self-inflicted crises, hence it's not for Italy. A multi-annual financial framework, and fast. I would urge that we make the effort and decide on the next financial framework before the European election. In today's uncertain times, Europe must be able to act at all times, Merkel said. Repeat, we need the budget for the period after 2021 before the European election. And the Eurozone reforms, too, we should now clarify this in one go. What the future budget of the entire EU should look like and what the structure of the Eurozone is like. That's a commitment from the biggest net contributor. Memo to Italy, France and others, your givers, too. Germany is not the only country to contribute more to the budget, this applies to all net contributors. A European Intervention Force. I am in favor of President Macron's proposal for an intervention initiative, Merkel said, and that's news indeed. Merkel's not covered by the coalition agreement here. It could happen on the condition that such a force with a common military strategic culture is created within the structure of the EU's brand new defense union, or PESCO, and that the Bundestag makes the decisions about the Bundeswehr's deployment. Memo to post-Brexit Britain. We can open up such an initiative to a country like Great Britain. Common asylum management, in the final stage of development. We need a common European refugee authority to carry out all asylum procedures at the external borders, on the basis of a uniform European asylum law. That's a long-term plan, but one with significant budgetary implications that could affect the next MFF. And it's quite a commitment also vis-à-vis German right-wingers among the electorate and party members who are obsessed with taking back control of national borders rather than European ones. Spitzenkandidaten, Merkel opened up to Macron's idea of transnational lists for European elections. Eventually, noting that the Spitzenkandidaten system will only work once the top candidate is on a transnational list and can therefore really be elected in all countries. Only then will he not be dependent on the government of his home country ultimately nominating him for the office of President of the Commission. That's also a warning to any Spitzenkandidat to be elected this fall by Merkel's own EPP, we're not there yet. And read this as a strike against Michel Barnier. It may happen that the winner of the European election belongs to a party other than his head of government at home, and then it will be difficult. Reactions, Brussels notes, and not without some pleasure, that Merkel's proposals are closer to Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker's than Macron's. The Chancellor sets important new accents that significantly increase the intersection between Macron, Juncker and the German federal government, an EU official said. Merkel's reviving the European reform process, the official said. With the call for the EU to get its act together in an increasingly uncertain world. Whether in foreign and security, economic and innovation or asylum and refugee policies. The Élysée is less enthusiastic, a French government source sees Merkel's intervention as a positive movement that demonstrates the European commitment of the Chancellor and her government. Indeed, Merkel's coalition partner, SPD leader Andrea Nahles, told ARD-TV she's on board, on all issues of Macron's concept of European sovereignty. Merkel is moving closer to French views, but in that French view, there's more work to be done, in particular on the banking union and a common deposit insurance scheme, as well as on Macron's Eurozone budget. Back to the European election, Euroskeptics in the European Parliament have a plan to blow up the Assembly's politics in 2019. and radically change the EU in the process, reports Maya de la Baum. Watch live tomorrow at 4 p.m. CIST, Politico's exclusive interview with Erna Solberg, Prime Minister of Norway. Politico's London Playbook editor Jack Blanchard will sit down with the Prime Minister to discuss the Norway model of EFTA membership and whether it might serve as a model for Britain. Norway's rejection of full EU membership in successive referendums and the future of Europe in an age of rising populism. For more information, visit our website. Government's first steps. Italy, 3 days old today, and welcomed by both Merkel and Macron in telephone conversations. Italy's new government has neither quit the Eurozone nor cut politicians' paychecks. As announced in March by the Five Stars' Luigi Di Maio, but that must have been campaigning excitement. The first cabinet meeting on Friday started at 5:38 p.m. and lasted 17 minutes. Just enough time to make some junior ministers' nominations official. Deal with a landslide near Sondrio in Lombardy and prolong the dissolution of a communal council in Calabria. A common measure to wrest municipalities from the mafia. First international and European appointments. For Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, it's the G7 leaders meeting in Canada at the end of the week. For Matteo Salvini, the Lega leader, interior minister and, formally, deputy PM, it's a meeting with colleagues in Luxembourg on Tuesday to talk migration. Spain, merely 2 hours after being sworn in on Saturday. One day after Catalan separatists helped him oust Mariano Rajoy. New Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez got an urgent invitation from the Catalan regional government. Pedro Sánchez, let us talk, take risks, both you and I. Let us sit down at a table and talk, government to government. Catalan chief Quim Torra demanded from Barcelona, according to AP. Diego Torres has takeaways from the big change in Spain. Side note. For Brussels, the Spanish change is nowhere near the magnitude of the Italian turmoil. Exhibit A, compare, or Jacopo Barigazzi did it for you. The two congratulatory letters sent by European Council President Donald Tusk. Government's last steps? You thought the Novartis bribery scandal in Greece was dying down? You don't know the half of it. Our own Simon Marks got his hands on the bombshell testimony from three anonymous whistleblowers accusing the Swiss drug maker of bribing Greek politicians to keep prices high in the wake of the financial crisis. And there's more. Last seats available. Join us this Thursday at Politico's event Research in Public Policy, Transparent, Responsible and Impartial. Presented by Bayer. For a frank discussion on the importance of transparency and independence to increase trust in research and decision-making. The event will start with an interview of Carlos Modis, European Commissioner for Science, Research and Innovation, followed by a panel discussion featuring high-level speakers from the worlds of policy, research and civil society. Register here. In other news, Brexit state of play in a tweet. What progress should we expect from the June summit on Brexit? You continentals may have forgotten it after the trade war frenzy. My personal impression, not many are expecting very much now. If this is so, October would then have to solve all problems. Withdrawal, knee, governance, future, in one go. Odds still unclear, tweeted Peter Tosek, the German Foreign Ministry's Brexit point man. Case in point. The UK's latest proposal to buy yet more time before a post-Brexit customs regime is dead on arrival. Again, in Brussels, EU officials and diplomats say. David Herzenhorn nonetheless tells you what it comprises, and why it won't fly for the EU. Ghosts of Lithuania's past, Lithuania is embroiled in a spat over freedom of speech. Russian propaganda and the Holocaust, over a children's toy, reports Joanna Plusinska. Meanwhile, on a different front, Ben Hodges, a retired lieutenant general in the U.S. Army, argues in an op-ed that U.S. bases shouldn't be located in Poland. Over and out. Birthdays, Teresa Jimenez-Barbat, Ulrika Rodust and Hanna Virkkunen MEPs, European Parliament's Samuel Bailet, Jose Borghino of the International Publishers Association, John Legger, CEO of T-Mobile. Italy's Republic Day. Celebrated over the weekend, former French Prime Minister Bernard Cazeneuve. MEPs Lucy Anderson, Judith Curtone-Darling, Ray Finch, Mara Bisotto, Elisabetta Gardini, Alex Meyer, former Italian MEP Rita Borsellino, the European Commission's Claire Davenport, José Arco Sandalchios Merrily, Friedrich von Heusinger, Director of the Representation of the State of Hesse to the EU, turns 60 years young, H.T. Natalie von Heusinger, Politico alum Noel Knox, ECB's Executive Board Member Sabine Laudenschlager, former President of Cuba Raúl Castro, journalist Anderson Cooper, Jill Biden. A message from Banco Santander. Now, children with motor neuron disease can have fun during their rehabilitation therapies thanks to a robot called Now and an innovative project led by José Carlos González and José Carlos Pulido. Winners of the 2016 Santander Explorer Program for Entrepreneurship. And Now Therapist, we use a social robot to help children perform their rehabilitation therapies more effectively and have fun at the same time. Thanks to the support of the university, we have been able to conduct this project, they say. Banco Santander, through Santander X, supports the endeavors of 19,000 university entrepreneurs. Its platform offers resources, tools, entrepreneur programs, contacts and the know-how needed to start new projects that can benefit society. Together, we can achieve change that leads to a better future, which is what any entrepreneur wants. Watch our video. Subscribe to the Politico newsletter family. Brussels Playbook, London Playbook, Sunday Crunch, Brussels Influence, DC Playbook. All our Politico Pro Policy Morning Newsletters.